And welcome, everybody, to episode 751 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I don't have crotchy crotch. That's just a good thing.
What's that, Break?
It's a good God, 751? It's insane.
Yeah, right. I hope everybody doesn't have
crotch. How many years is that, like 2 years, 3 years, some of that?
Yeah, something like that, man. Probably, you know, times five. You know, so. Yeah, it's crazy. We're coming up on episode 800. We're gonna have to do something special. Maybe I'll eat an edible or some shit. I don't know. We'll see when the time comes. But
don't ask me anything when you're stoned.
Yeah, yeah. I think maybe that's what we should do, an AMA when we're stoned and drunk. It's like, okay, cool. All right, gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what is our first story?
Monster Hunter Now has a release date for September 14th. And in case anybody didn't know, this is Niantic's Monster Hunter version to basically Pokemon Go.
Okay.
And I suggest people just ignore this game entirely because Niantic has proven that they don't deserve your money because of all the rollback of features that happened with Pokemon Go and the constant microtransactions and just the lackluster approach to actually giving players with disabilities accessibility options that they roll back to.
Wow, well, that's nice. That's actually nice.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody is supporting Niantic at this point.
Yeah. MXT says, episode 800, movie night returns. Not a chance, MXT. MXT was the cause of movie night never coming back. So
what's the excuse for Grindr Party disappearing, huh, Frank?
I know, man. We should do that. We should do that, Break. If you're interested, Break, I mean, I could use a co-host for that, you know? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you are off on the weekends, so just saying, you know?
How do you know what I'm doing on the weekends?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Like, the best trip.
We can celebrate by doing the thing that got Movie Night banned in the first place, by trying to watch Power Rangers again.
No, no. I think we're good. I think we're good. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to have you.
Kicked off for a bad movie. Let's watch, like, X-Men Apocalypse or something. Oh, God, that's all. No. Power Rangers.
I don't want to get kicked off of Twitch.
Get the villain from Power Rangers.
I know. They need to get high or drunk for episode. Yeah, I think we'll do that. I think I'm taking an edible about an hour before the show starts. That'll be a train wreck. But it'll be fine. I think
it takes longer than an hour to get sober from an edible.
No, that's about how long it takes to kick in. So at least for me.
So
anyways.
A lot of people make a classic mistake of taking it and then they feel nothing. So start taking more.
Yeah.
And then don't realize that,
It can, anymore. Depending on your metabolism, it can take up to 3 to 4 hours to kick in.
Right,
so.
Right, exactly.
And yeah. I've seen suggested Kickboxer 2 through 4. Are those streaming anywhere?
They're actually decent movies, but they are streaming somewhere. I think Prime has a couple of those.
Kickboxer 2 through 4.
I know. Not even Kickboxer terrible. 1. Let's not go with quality. Let's just go with quantity. You know, let's just 2 through 4.
Direct video movies. Oh my god.
4 is awful. 4 is awful.
The 2 through 4, all of them are awful. There's Sasha Mitchell. That's the guy's name I was trying to think of.
Yeah, Sasha Mitchell. Yeah. All right, let's continue.
They killed off Van Damme. They killed off all the characters from the first movie just to make new, like, to bring him in. Like, oh.
Right. Yeah. Right. 2 wasn't too bad. Yeah, I agree with you, MXT. 1 and 2 aren't too bad.
No, you're incorrect. 2 was bad.
It wasn't terrible, man. It's watchable, at least, man. Like, we, you know what? Let's
do
it.
If we're going to do that, we might as well just find the American Ninja movies and watch all those.
I know. The American Ninja movies are great.
And we could just make drinking games out of this.
I know. No, we'd all be fucking... I guess if it was like... if I cut up an edible in eighths, then we could do that. But, you know, it's like, no.
Every time somebody shows a throws a kick that looks like it was coordinated by a 12-year-old. Drink.
I know. Rocky 2, Pink Pipe says. Like, no one, like, one, he's really lighthearted, and then the next one, he's like the Punisher. I know. Then the very last one, they kill Sasha Mitchell off screen, and some other random dude takes his place. Wow. Yeah. I don't think I saw four. I'm pretty sure I saw two and three, but not four. I'm going to have to watch that.
I saw the first
three. All right, break. Yeah. Right, let's go. Let's get these knocked out.
I mean, what are we doing here? We're doing a podcast.
Second story.
News. We're doing news. Yeah. Shit. Coming to us live from RPG site, Nihon Falcom partners with Prometheum Books to bring the Legend of Heroes and Ease to the tabletop. Oh, that's interesting. The Legend of Heroes, Tales of Destiny, and Ease, Age of Heroes, both expected in 2024.
All right.
I wonder what kind of die roll you have to do to break across a wall.
Well, I don't know what rules are they using. Are they using D&D rules, Pathfinder rules? Like,
they're probably using Pathfinder.
Yeah, Pathfinder.
There's no way that they're going to pay Hasbro money.
Pathfinder. Pathfinder would be the way to go. I heard Pathfinder's really good. I never played Pathfinder, but I'd love to give it a go. I heard it's really good.
I think it says in the article.
I can't find it.
Yeah, it's not in there. Yeah, it just talks about the plot, you know. Prometheum system. There you go. All right. I've never heard of that.
So it's on in-house
rules. Oh,
yeah, okay, fuck yeah, that. I'm not interested in learning a whole new fucking. Nah, I'm good.
It's probably similar to Pathfinder, though.
Well, maybe
it's probably the same thing with different names.
Yeah, possibly.
You know, it's just legally distinct Pathfinder.
Yeah, Bloodsport has sequels too. Scotoma says Van Damme knew when to quit.
He should have differences. Yeah.
Although both of those franchises, if he were to make a career comeback, he could do. I think sequels that would include him would make a shit ton of money. I think they really would. But all right, next story is the story that I wanted to.
Oh yeah, who's gonna watch Expendables classic. 4? I still haven't watched Expendables 2 or 3.
I like Expendables, man. That's pretty fun. I mean, it's stupidly ridiculous, but a lot of fun.
What was that movie he did like a few years ago? He played himself?
JCVD. It was awesome. It was good.
Was that where he was like in a bank and it's being robbed and stuff?
I don't remember that.
Like,
but
he's done two movies where he plays himself. One, like, he plays like a spy, and another one he's like...
Yeah, the spy one was good.
Mistaken for a bank robber.
Yeah, the spy one was good.
Mistaken for a bank robber, I really like.
MXT said, now Creed 3, that's a sequel that sucked. How dare you, MXT?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a good sequel, man. What's wrong with you, man? All right.
I watched the Creed movies. After Rocky 5, it was just so hard to even want to see Sylvester Stallone ever do anything ever again.
Dude, you got to watch Rocky Balboa break. It's so good. So good, dude. It's really, really good and completely different. And then the Creed movies are good too, man. Talk about a comeback franchise, man. There you go. Should have ended Rocky coming back and taking out both of the. How dare you, MXT? All right.
No. Rocky's supposed to go on to like 5,000. We learned that from Spaceballs.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Castlevania Nocturne premieres September 28th. Have you guys had a chance to watch the trailer?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, God. Well, you know what? We're going to watch it right now. Yes. Right now. You guys hearing this?
Yes.
No, now it's not the time to buffer you stupid thing. Play.
Your mama took someone from me I loved. I could kill you too. And I will. One day.
Get hype, everybody. Get hype. Look at this shit.
Victor Belmont. I know how much pain is in your soul. How much sadness and loss. This so-called revolution It's an abomination. But the days of this abomination will soon be over.
Before the moon is full, the vampire messiah will come. The devourer of light who will eat the sun.
She won't want simply to crush the revolution. She will want to drain it slowly of blood before she grinds its bones to dust.
Off of my keyboard.
I pray for you, Victor Bell.
All right, that's good. First impressions. Whatever you saw, Breakman. What are your first impressions?
I'm still masturbating. Hold on.
Oh God. I thought that only took you.
We're
going
a completely original story because due the way the events ended in the previous series, Dracula's pretty much done as a villain.
Yeah, they never
they
say never.
Bring him back. It was right. It was definitely hinted that he could be brought back.
Yeah,
but,
and
well,
like
yeah, but like as far as this season goes, who knows how many seasons the show will be? But the first season's definitely not going to be about him.
No, definitely not. But I would like to see a return of Dracula because I mean, in the games, didn't they bring like the bones all together and?
Yeah, Dracula was resurrected like how many goddamn times in the game?
Yeah, I know.
He's been fighting the Belmont clan for freaking ever.
They'll probably do it the way that Arya Sorrow did, where we'll have just a new Dracula.
That's fine. I'm down for that too, man. Why not?
That's where they gather the bones, like Frank said, or the what was it? Bloodlines, where Elizabeth was bringing him back for some like magic or some shit. There's. They always find some way to bring him back.
I'm okay with it, man. Skoma says they come out in walkers and wheelchairs, talking about like the old action movies. MXT says we need a new JoJo anime. You know, that's one series that I know Eric's been on my ass to watch it, but I haven't seen that series, man. I need to watch
Steel,
it.
Like I said, Steel Ball Run is going to be hard to animate because they kind of skipped on the animation for the previous series, and I thought overall it was pretty good, but like when it came to animating the villain, the head villain's stand abilities, they kind of skipped out, and it was just a wet fart compared to what the manga was doing.
Yeah. Freak 5 says smacking each other with kalami bags. MXT does want a JoJo porn game. What else we got here? Freak 5 is exiled. Skodema says Invincible with the side episode with that girl is good. Okay. Alright, Eric, next story. Let's get on with it.
It's like Adam Eve, so it's like I guess it's season 1.5, I guess.
Alright. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Tencent buying Visual Arts, which yay. Tencent needs to now hide other company. And so Visual Arts, in case people don't know, is the parent company of developer Key, who made a lot of really good visual novels. And Tencent buying them means either they're going to gotcha the hell out of all these properties, or the visual novel quality is going to drop.
I hope not. Skodema says Invincible with side episode with that girl's good, and then MXT says Adam Eve. I haven't seen it. It's interesting. Looks interesting to me. All right, break next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, PlayStation Shiny Hero Project, action RPG, Daba, Land of Water, Scar from Dark Star announced. What the fuck did I just say?
I have no idea.
I just feel like I just juggled a bunch of words. Sony Interactive Entertainment Shanghai and Center Sacrifice for Redemption developer Dark Star, which is a cool name, have announced Daba Land of the Water Scar, an action RPG for PlayStation 5, joining the third phase of the game's incubation program, PlayStation China Hero Project. that's much better.
This is why when you write headlines, you need something like commas to put a break in between a title and...
Yeah.
It looks like word salad. I mean, PlayStation China, Hero Project. Like, it's just, it's like random words.
Yeah.
Action RPG.
At the very least, italicized the title and separated from the rest of the articles.
Yeah, something. Something.
Yeah.
Could have done something.
I want a little bit of...
just looks ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm but looking at it. It looks really fucking cool.
Oh, I mean, sorry. The game does not look ridiculous. The heading looks ridiculous.
Right. No, it looks... It's definitely a Dark Souls clone type game. But, you know, Dark Souls is good. So, you know, more of the same thing, I guess, is good. Hopefully that it engages you enough. MXT says, ready for Mortal Kombat 1, Omni-Man versus Homelander. Not
I
a bad...
wonder if Land of Water Scar is an allusion to Water Margin, which is what Suikoden is.
I don't know. Maybe. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. PlayStation China Hero Project Winds Rising from Tai Games announced. So there you go. There's an announced trailer for this one, too. But, oh, here we go. I can do it. Let's just go to the middle of this, take a quick peek at Winds Rising. Obviously, my computer's slow as anything right now, so there you go. No gameplay, it looks like. So
this game looks really pretty, and it's coming from the studio that made Fist, which is a really fun Metroidvania that people should be playing.
It looks
good. And if you've got an Xbox, it's on Game Pass right now.
Yeah, not a lot of gameplay or anything like that. It's just kind of a teaser trailer. But it looks pretty. I mean, I don't know if they have screenshots or...
It looks like it might be a 2D artwork game based on the trailer.
It does look sort of like... It sort of looks like it's got artwork. Kind of looks like Vanillaware, but a little more colorful. Definitely a unique art style. So, kind of dig it. All right, next story... Who? Eric.
Okay, The Legend of Zelda, the Oracle Ages and Seasons games are available on the Nintendo Switch Online service through the expansion pack. No, wait, no, this is a Game Boy game, so you don't need the expansion pack.
Oh,
you just need the normal $20 fee.
Okay, well, there you go. Not bad, that's a good addition to play, so there you go. Good games, right, Eric? I mean...
Yeah.
From what I remember, it's been a long time since I played those games, so there you go. All right, Breakman, next story.
Coming to Slapping Amatsu, Delta Zeal? Is how it's pronounced. Coming to Switch on August 3rd. Triangle Service developed Shoot 'em Up, getting a new console port. Okay. August 3rd. There you go.
All right, Shmup. Who's the biggest Shmup player here? I think it's Eric, right? Or is it you, Break? One of you guys.
I like shmups. I suck at them, though.
Yeah, I really suck at them, too, man. Like, especially...
I don't play as often as I used to, but I play them more often than Break probably does.
Yeah, it looks fun. I mean, it looks...
I'm not arguing that.
It looks really fun. I mean, shmups are really, really difficult. I don't care which one. I mean, they're all difficult, but it looks akin to, like, something like 1942, but with futuristic, like, sci-fi elements, you know, something like that, so... There you go. All right, Eric. Oh no, it's me next. Hold on. I got to get to the story first. It's romance visual novel Red, or RED: Cherish with an exclamation. I should have said Cherish. Coming to PS4, Switch on November 22nd in Japan. Any localization here, Eric? I think that's what everybody really wants
to know.
Yeah. All right. So, well, a holding pattern for now for us, but Japan, well, congratulations. All right, Eric.
Hold on a second. Entergram is the game that published it. So who knows who would pick it up? But my guess is either PQ or Axis.
Yeah. Skodama says they need a fighter game with all the characters from Invincible. I liked what I saw of Invincible. I watched a few episodes of season one. Skodama, I need to get back to that series.
Sea of Stars is coming to PlayStation Plus game catalog on day one to line up with the Xbox Game Pass release.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
And that day is, I think it's, August 29th.
Cool. Skarma says Gradius was my... I love Gradius, man. I mean, they've got a lot of Gradius games, too. like a ton of Gradius games. Sea of Stars looks really good, Eric.
People should buy the game if they like it.
So yeah, just, I agree. Play
otherwise,
it.
It'll end up like a game I have to talk about later.
Yeah. Freak5 says he has a new, oh boy, I bet you this is going to be fun. New idea for an RP Grinders game, fighting game. Eric and Breakman are orderlies at a nursing home who have started a fight club with the old people. Final boss is Frank. How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Oh my god, that would be an amazing game. We could take side.
I wouldn't mind starting a fight club with old people if those old people were all politicians. That should die.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell, he freezes in the middle of a fight.
Frank, or Eric would pick our victims. I mean,
all right, Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from Yamatsu.
Diane Feinstein is like the Crypt Keeper, but only she doesn't talk. Ugh. Go ahead, Break, sorry.
I hope she would not talk, but no, you can't shut her up. Comes to this live from Gamatsu, Dark Fairy Tale Metroidvania game, Rin, The Last Child, launches September 21st.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
There's a lot of blue in it.
Yeah, let me take a quick look at the trailer.
Publisher Clubator.
Skonoma's exiled, you son of a bitch.
Space Fox Games released Dark Fairy Tales. It's coming out on pretty much everything.
It looks really cool, but it suffers from a problem from a few games that I've noticed. Like, you know how like the really good Metroidvania games are like kind of like look bigger on screen. The problem with this game, you know how Terraria, like you look so tiny on screen because everything looks like so far away. And there's too much information going on the screen. That's what this game looks like. It suffers from for
maybe,
me.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe that's just a zoom level person's using it. It's adjustable. Hopefully,
I don't know, man. But that just look at it. I mean, from the
maybe
trailer,
it's just the shot. Maybe most of the game's actually zoomed in.
It doesn't look appealing to me, man. Like this type, like I love Metroidvanias, but this one in particular, just I mean, it looks like the camera's too far away. Your character's too small, you know. Did I say Skodoma's exiled? He's definitely
it
exiled.
It could just be the area you're in, because I know that Guacamelee zooms out a lot when you're in the more platformy sections of the game.
Yeah. Who did that story? Was that you, Break? Or was it me? I don't know. I'll do the next one. Coming to us from RPG.
It was Break.
So okay. It's your turn. So it's my turn. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net, Oceanhorn 2, Knights of the Lost Realm, launches on August 2nd for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Let's take a quick peek at the trailer.
The Switch version came out a while ago.
And then I have some exiles to dole out here in a second. This looks kind of cool. It looks like, I don't know, like maybe Final Fantasy 9-ish?
They kind of really aped the overall look of Breath of the Wild, but they made it look play more like, I don't know, Twilight Princess.
Ah, I got you.
Or Wind Waker.
No, this definitely looks good. I wouldn't mind.
It's visually more impressive than the original Oceanhorn.
Yeah, I mean, this looks good, actually. It looks really good. Breakman is exiled, you son of a bitch. Let's see, what else? MXT says Bernie Sanders is old, but Frank, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. Skodoma says, you mean unfuses it from his ass. Skodoma says, you're exiled too, again, I don't have no context for that. Like I said, Breakman is exiled, what else do we got? Again, Breakman is exiled, you son of a bitch. How dare you guys? You guys get a group exile. How about that? All right, final story, Eric.
I've been waiting for Oceanhorn 2 to come out on modern platforms because the Switch wasn't built for that game because it's too ambitious and performance was not there. But the next one is we got two Final Fantasy related stories in one article, but Final Fantasy 14 expansion Dawn Trail is coming out next year in spring 2024, and oh wait, no, that's the summer. The Xbox Series version of the game is coming out spring 2024.
I saw another story where they are saying, like, Square Enix, and this is a subtle thing, but I think there's more to this story than not.
Square's making games for the Xbox again.
No, that's what I'm saying. They came out with a story saying that they plan on supporting Xbox a little more going forward. And I think that's a subtle hint that Xbox might be eyeing the final blow to Sony and maybe thinking about buying Square Enix. If they buy Square Enix... I hope not too, but if they do buy Square...
I think it just means the Octopath Traveler 2 is going to show up on Xbox. And couple other ports that have missed the Xbox.
They could fucking literally destroy Sony with that acquisition, because all they have to do is just make it exclusive to Xbox, and then it's almost over for Sony. The only thing left Sony would have that would be in their coffers that would be of any relevance at that point would be Spider-Man. And other than that, I mean, I could see Sony circling the drain on...
it takes, like, a whole console generation for a new God of War to come out, basically.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, I could really see them, like I said, circling the drain. But we'll see. I hope that does not happen.
Well, there are a lot of people who prefer to play sports games on PlayStation.
I know, but...
So, I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's going to tank. Like, if that was to happen, I don't think... PlayStation tanks as badly as you guys do.
Well, I think...
So I think Sony's dumb for giving up Crash Bandicoot and stuff just for Call of Duty for 10 years.
Ugh, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you know...
I love the first Crash Bandicoot, but, like, every game after was exactly the same, pretty much. And it was just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how the new one or the current one played, but like the first four were all the same goddamn game. It was really suck.
Yeah, and by the way, I hate Break, man, just to let everybody know.
Also, people on the internet are already making fun of the Dawn Trail logo by putting like things like Margaritaville, because there's a character named Aaronville.
Oh God, Skonoma's Exile 2, you son of a bitch. Alright, so let's go to homie discounts real quick. I'm gonna do these. PlayStation Plus monthly games is PGA Golf 2K23, Dreams, and Death Store. So, I mean, at least semi-okay with Death Store and possibly...
Oh, yeah, there's one more related article about FF14. They're doing a collaboration with Fall Guys, and Fall Guys is... like putting FF14 characters in its game, and whereas they're putting Fall Guys characters in their game.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. MXT says we need a Married with Children RPG. I'm totally okay with that. See, they found Frank's cocaine in the wild. How dare you, MXT? How dare you, son of a bitch? You're exiled. I haven't exiled MXT in months, man.
How would that even work, MXT?
I haven't exiled him. All right, Games with Gold. Now, this is notable, guys. This is the final Games with Gold lineup. And the two games are Blue Fire and Inertial Drift. So, there you go.
Did we do the PS Plus games?
I did. I just told you, Eric, you're not paying attention.
I was too busy reading and laughing at other stuff.
I know you are. Skotoma says he is best buds with Crackhead Biden. How dare you, Skotoma? I don't hang out with zombies. Told you I was locked up serving hard time, MXT says. Son of a bitch. Okay, you know what? We do have a Dear Break Man this week. MXT is exiled for mentioning Dominic Mysterio on the show. This is AEW territory, you son of a bitch. And Breakman's exiled as well, you son of a bitch. Okay, here's Dear Breakman for this week, Breakman. Dear Breakman, if you won the Powerball jackpot, how would you quit your job? He just laughed. I think that's perfect, man.
I worked for a company once that went out of business.
Yeah.
And it was like the greatest month of employment ever, because there was nobody left to fire us. Do whatever the hell we wanted. For instance, when I was working retail and doing sales, so people would call into the store and I'd say stuff like, "Hello, this is Tiffany. How can I help you?"
You know, that's kind of a dream scenario on how to, like, end employment with the company, Breakman, because you, like, a customer comes in and gets pissy with you, you can just tell them to fuck right on off and get the fuck out of your store. Just like that. And
pretty much. We had one person come in and complain that that we were watching offensive movies, and we shouldn't be doing that, and we shouldn't be doing it so loud. I mean, we were, and we did have it on loud, but he complained about it, so we turned it up.
Yeah, hold on a sec. It's like, have you ever seen The Thing? Like, somebody, like, not Childs, but who's the other guy? I don't know, but the guy that was listening to the radio, he, like, goes on the intercom. He's like, Knowles was his name. Knowles, I can't hear myself think. Turn that crap down, right? And he's listening to, like, Superstition by Stevie Wonder. And he goes over to the thing and he, like, pretends to turn it down a little bit. And he doesn't even do anything. And he goes back to doing what he's doing. like, what are you going to do, man? Nothing. That's, like, an awesome thing, man. And by the way, Eric is exiled, you son of a bitch. All right.
You're filthy rich. The best thing to do is not. I know everybody thinks about quitting their job and marching out and stuff like that. Take this job and shove it. You are doing it wrong. You can have 2 weeks, or you can give them a month. You can give them whatever you want, but you have a free period of doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because they can't fire you. Really, you've already quit.
Yeah.
They can make you leave. I mean, they could say, "Okay, it's over with," but you've already quit, essentially.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could sit at your desk all day and, you know, just eat and start playing video games and stuff. Did you get that report done? Fuck no, I didn't. And I'm not going to either.
You put your...
I put my 2 weeks' notice in, so why does it matter if I do anything?
Yeah, MXT says, gotta run, see you guys next time. I knew he wasn't going to be here for the whole thing. I knew it! At least he lasted 40 minutes this time, which is more than his entire sex life combined. Thanks, MXT. Appreciate it.
You know what I'd do? I would go to the pot store, or, well, I'd go to, I guess that there's no real, it's not legal here. I'd have to go buy medical stuff. And I'd get a whole bunch of it, take it to work with me, and I'd buy several bongs for the rest of the staff, stuff like that. And, see how much work gets done that day.
Right. Freak 5 says, Frank has a special move, get off my lawn. He plants a lawn under his opponent, and then after it grows, he kicks him off of the lawn. Get out of here, Fred.
And if the owner comes and complains at you, you're a billionaire at that point, you know? Like, well, what are you going to do? You want to complain about this? I just might buy this from you, dick.
Yeah. What you going to do? I'm going to smoke more pot and get arrested because I can get myself out of fucking jail. Yeah. And then you hit up...
Buddy, you can either complain about me smoking pot with the rest of the staff right here, right now, and be a little asshole, a bitch about it. But know this, I'm going to buy the company and fire your candy ass, or you could just be cool about it and just let this slide.
Yeah, you could either join us, or you can call the police and I can get arrested and become even more of a fucking rebel and a legend in this company. You know, because I'll be out the next fucking day.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Exactly.
And, hire the people to get it done.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, man. Like, I totally would do that. Just rip a bong right in the middle of it and get arrested. Because here in Denver, even though it's legal, you can't really, like, smoke in public. So they'd get you for, like, public intoxication or whatever, right? But I'd be like, fuck, with all my gazillion dollars, I'll just hire a lawyer and get out of it with not paying anything, no penalty.
I mean, shit, if guys like Trump can get away with crime after crime, not being a billionaire, being a billionaire, we can get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Look, how many people did the Sacklers murder, essentially, and not one of them got any jail time, they just got slaps on the wrist?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. They murdered, what, millions of people at this point that have died from opiate? It was at least... close to a million last I looked.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Freak 5 says, I would fuck around until they fire me. I would then tell them, I've been waiting for this, pull out a confetti cannon and a t-shirt cannon and shoot out t-shirts with my face on them to everyone. That's fucking awesome, man.
You can't got it right. You see, this is what you do. You celebrate. This is right. The best time. You could get away with anything because you don't work there anymore.
Right. I would bring a boombox in, and then I would go from you know that moment right there where I would play dan 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 dan. And you know, all the, like you said, like the confetti and t-shirt cannon. And then I would immediately go into Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes, you know, like on that one movie. And like just hold it up right in the middle of everybody, you know, and just twirl around. Yeah, it would be fucking awesome, man. Be awesome, man.
I had another incident where I was quit a job, and it was the last day of my 2 weeks. And I behaved the whole time I was there. But yeah. The last day, there was a customer who was... You know, I was checked out mostly mentally and such like that. And the customer's kind of being impatient with me. So I said, you know what, I'm just done. I walked away from him. I'm going to go tell your boss. And yeah, he went and got my boss. And my boss told him this. Well, today's his last day. What do you want me to do about it?
Fire him immediately. I would have been like, sweet. I'm out. Later, bitches.
There's nothing you can do. Like, you can make me walk home early. Okay. Right.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect timing. Thank you, motherfucker. Yeah, awesome. And Freak Fight says, I would slip the janitor a couple thousand since he will have to clean it. Yeah, see, that's a proper thing to do, Freak Five, you know? Go out on top, you know. But I like Brake's idea of bringing bongs and just like lighting up right in there, and then like have them complain or call the police, and then like becoming an absolute legend, you know, for fucking smoking weed on the job, like, right in front of everybody.
Everybody understood, like, those are gifts. I want you people to take them home with you.
Right.
You
know, and then, now I can go buy more. You know, like getting super stupid, because it would take a while for the police to get there, right? So you're just smoking away, and the whole place is smelling like guns, right? And, like, nobody would forget that day. Yeah, nobody, and I mean nobody would fucking, like, even, like be able to forget that day, man. Like, think about it. Would you ever forget if somebody did that, like, break, like, at all? Like,
no, would... I don't think I would.
All right. Eric, what would you do, dude?
Nothing any guys would do.
Yeah. Right on. Freak Pie says, I had a coworker who walked out earlier this week. She got a text from HR saying that she had clocked out at 12:04, but she was scheduled until 4. I'm sure there's more to that story.
Well, there's a 4 in the number. I mean,
close enough. I mean, that company isn't going to suffer, I mean, for 4 fucking hours. It gives a shit, man. You know, I mean, come on. These corporations are so fucking greedy, dude. Like, honestly, like, who gives a fuck? 4 hours? Get the hell out of here. She responded, I clocked out at 12:04 because I quit. That is hands down the worst pharmacy facility I've worked for. Yeah, this is hands down the worst pharmacy facility I've ever worked for. Yeah, I mean, it's corporate America, man. Like, even small businesses act like they're big corporations. They don't want to pay, man. Like the minimum wage in Denver, for instance, is a respectable $17.29 an hour, even though it should be somewhere around $22 an hour, right? But in Aurora, an adjacent city, almost as big, I mean, not quite, is paying $14.25 an hour or some shit, $13.25, or I don't know what their fucking minimum wage. And I'm like, really? I mean, you literally cross the street and you're making $3 less an hour? Get the fuck up on out of here, man. So stupid. The employees aren't appreciated.
See how corporations will treat people. Like, they'll fire people on the holidays just because they don't need, like, no real reason that the employee is done. You know, they haven't done anything wrong or anything. It's just like, we don't really need that many people working now.
Yeah, exactly.
Least let them work through the holidays or something?
I know.
Kind of a fucking bitch move, firing them 2 weeks before Christmas?
Maybe giving them a Christmas bonus before they go? Yeah. No, fuck, they don't do that. They don't give a fuck, yeah. Man. None of them give a shit at all. I told Bernie if we won that $1 billion, and let's say we ended up with, because you know the government's going to take about half, right? Because it's like a windfall tax. So you end up with $500 million, right? Which you could never spend in your lifetime. I went through it with Bernie, right? I'm like, okay, we're going to give $10 million to each of our kids in a trust fund that they get when they're 45 so they can at least experience life, right? And then what are we going to do? We're going to buy maybe a couple of houses.
Frank, I just want to interrupt you real quick.
Yeah.
You know, since you're talking about what you're going to do with $500 million, I love you, Frank.
Yeah, I know. I'm never winning it. I don't care.
I'm just saying. I just want you to know I love you, man.
I like Big Man's thinking, man. He's like, no, you know, I even said it. I would take care of a few of my friends, you guys included, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You know, we'd have our own fucking RP Grinder studio, you know, where we could fucking sit and bullshit, you know. But, and we might even, I mean, we would do all kinds of crazy shit.
Buy an AM radio station?
Yeah, maybe. That would be a decent idea. We could do it. Actually, the FCC would fucking fuck with us all the time. I want to be able to cuss, so it'd just be internet shit, you know? So, and I don't want to be censored and fined by the fucking FCC every 2 seconds, you know? Fuck that. So, you know, we do our thing. You know, I have a couple other friends I take care of. Of course, my parents and you know, Bernie's mom and, you know, every family member and friend that you want to take care of, you'd take care of. Yep. And then we'd still have a shit. You know what I would do on my off time? I'd just take like $1,000 a day and just go. Because if you figure out the math, I figured out the math. Even at 2%. On 500 million, let's say even 400 million, you would still make about 8 or 9 million every year if you just let it sit in your bank account and gain 2% interest. So 8 million a year, like you would never fucking do anything. I would take $1,000 every day and I'd go out and I'd give out at least $1,000 to homeless people. That's the rest of my life. That's pretty much what I would do, other than podcasting and driving around in wicked cars whenever I wanted to and shit like that, you know? I mean, that, you know, that's what I would do. Let's see. She sent my sister a copy of that text she had sent to HR. That's how I know her response. Yeah, the employees aren't appreciated. Lazy employees aren't held accountable. Tired of busting my ass to make up for the lazy people. But that's a great way to end it, you know? I mean, hell yeah, man. I mean, you know? I mean, whatever. All right, I think that's about it. Let's see what else we got here. What have we been playing?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Breakman, what you been playing?
Let me see. More Rogue Stormers. Nothing new happened on that one. More Redfall.
Oh,
Redfall. I told you about the double.
Yes. Yes.
NPC glitch or bug. What I've had them before with the robot. Well, it's gone on to NPC characters now.
They really need to patch it, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. And another bug. This one infuriated me. The game crashed during the final boss fight.
Mm. That's always fun. That's always really fun.
Shitty of an experience is that right? The final boss. Like, I didn't have much left to kill her either. Game crashed.
Ugh. That sucks, man. Did you redo it?
The game, and you can do like the game plus continue with your character and stuff like that. And there are a ton of achievements I can go back and do, but I don't know. I'm probably not. Probably just gonna move
so
on. I think.
You're finally kind of getting what everybody's been saying about that game. Huh?
Well, I've already beat it. Now there's like I can go play with other people, I guess. But see, one of the things that a major complaint that I can see people having is the skill trees with each character. They're limited. There's one option for a skill tree, and it's pretty rudimentary. Like, here's some more health, more ammo, you know, make the explosion bigger, stuff like that.
You know, the best skill tree that I've experienced was in Final Fantasy X. How you just like you know that I don't know what they called it, but
the sphere grid.
Yeah, the sphere grid. I thought that was pretty fun. Once I got it, it was pretty awesome. I was very intimidated by it, but you just play and then you just filter over to the
people. Grinding at the end when you can get the pieces to like erase the old ones and make them like super powerful.
Make
your character super powerful. Yeah, that's awesome. So anyway, with this game, I was also playing another game which I compared the two, and I'm like, wow, like. Like Redfall, like they it really falls short. Like for the other game I've been playing a lot, Borderlands 3, and each character's got like multiple skill trees to pick from, which give them like completely different playing abilities. Like I was using a robot that has a pet, a monster that shoots, has a gun. I don't know why.
Yeah,
it looks like it should bite and hit and use its tail as attack. No, it uses a pistol. It's like Hitmonkey or something.
Other than the shitty writing, pretty good game.
Yeah, but my point is, like, there are so many options, whereas with Redfall, it's your only options if you pick a different character.
Yeah.
And they only have 3 abilities.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, like, it's so limited compared to something like Borderlands, which has been out for a few years now.
I know. Borderlands so good, man. So good.
So, yeah, I've been playing that, and just... I'm trying out, like, the different characters, like, just playing the beginning levels, because I want to try out, like, all the different characters and their different abilities and stuff like that, and see who I like. So far, I'm really liking the robot with the pet that has a pistol. I don't know why I like that so much, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. All right. Awesome, man. Anything else you've been playing, Break, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Eric, what you been playing?
Just more FF16.
All right.
Nearing the end of the game.
Sweet. Liking it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks pretty good to me from what I've seen. I've been playing a little more Breath of the Wild. I got all of the memories done, including the final memory. So that was exciting. And I also found another shrine that I missed, which I have no idea how I missed it. It was near Gerudo Town, the seal race where you have to beat the time of a minute and a half. It took me 4 fucking tries, and I don't know why. It was the simplest...
I hate those. I don't like races.
It was the simplest thing, though. Trapped. Super easy. And I don't know why it took me 4 tries to do it, but it cost me 200 fucking rupees to do it, but whatever. So that was kind of cool to get another shrine that I'd missed, which I'm now up to 105. I don't know how many total shrines, because I hear varying things. 120, even with the expansion pack and all that?
Oh, that I don't know. All it's right. 120 without the DLC, maybe, so it might be more.
Maybe Eric knows. Eric, is there more than 120 shrines?
I know the DLC has at least 8.
Okay, so 128. So I need 23 more shrines, and then I'll be ready to go into the final boss and do that whole thing. I did go into the castle, and I found the last memory there or the last that I needed of Zelda and her study, you know, the study one. Freak 5 says, if you remember when they announced that the techs were getting a retention bonus, when the rest of the employees complained, they gave us these fucking keychains. One was shaped like a key and said, "You are the key to our success." I told the lady who quit she should have given one of those key-shaped keychains back to them with a note that says, "You are the key to why I'm quitting." Yeah, exactly. But Breath of the Wild, man, so far so good. I'm obviously coming up on endgame. I do want to find all the shrines, so I'll probably look online to see where I'm missing the shrine, so I don't have to waste too much more time before I just go in and probably get my ass kicked by Ganon a few times. And is it hard to beat the end game, Break, or
no? Mm-hmm. And as much as you've been playing, like, if I remember correct, it uses all the forms that you beat, like in the dungeons.
Well,
which, I mean, you've already played through all those, you know how it's done. He's not hard at all.
You know what's really hard is those fucking end bosses, like for the Divine Beast. Like, they go so fast. I don't know how to combat that. I've just been cheesing it, like, using the electricity thing, you know, where you charge your attacks, and that usually helps quite a bit.
Well, the one that uses electrical attacks, I need to use his attack against him. I forget how you do it.
Yeah, I forget how to do that too, man. No. Like, I know there's a secret to it. I don't know the real secret, so like I said, I've just been cheesing. So that's probably how I'm going to do it, just cheese the end and beat it. But, you know, at that point, you got a lot of heart, so and food and... Right. All that stuff.
Yeah, and that's the ticket right there. Is just take a lot of like buffs with you. A lot of buffs. You should be all right.
Yeah, no problem. So I am going to explore Hyrule Castle all the way, and you know, get as much as I can from there.
I love that castle. Like that island is just an amazing like end dungeon.
It's so cool. Skoma says just got paid. Good man. Hope you got like your paycheck or. Or what, dude? That's awesome. That's always
I'm guessing his quote-unquote employees showed up with the money that they owed him.
Ah, I got you. Okay. Freak Pie says
on the ass and told her she was a good bitch.
Freak Pie, and then smoke weed while you're at it, big old bong. Freak Pie says she was one of the techs. This was just a part-time job for her. Her full-time job is one at the hospital. She got the retention bonus, but because the company didn't take taxes out of her paycheck all last year, all of her bonus went to the government. Oh, wonderful. That's always wonderful. All right, let's move on to reviews here.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Breakman, any reviews this week?
No.
Okay, Eric, you have a couple of reviews.
Yeah, Barbie and Secret Invasion. Which one do you want first?
Do Barbie, and let's move quickly here. I'll do mine real quick, too.
Hey, if you're on Secret Invasion, I'm going to step away, I think.
All right, Barbie first.
Barbie, which is Greta Gerwig's, like, third film, I guess. I forget what the name of one of them was. They did the remake of the Little Women film.
All right.
And I haven't watched either of those, but it's really weird because it starts out like Barbie Land is like a realm that's separate from the reality that we know, and like they live there, and like things that happen in that world are based on things that happen in the real world. Like if a character is made in the real world, it gets inserted into the Barbie Land. Because, like, there's a character that they all call Weird Barbie, and that's the Barbie that happens when somebody plays too hard with their Barbie doll. Like, scribbling on it or whatever. anyways, Barbie ends up having feelings of death and depression. And because she randomly asked during a party that they're having, like, has they ever thought about dying? And the reason she did this is because she's stereotypical Barbie, and they're coming up with new designs for Barbies, and they used her as a template in the real world, and that affects her personality in the Barbie Land. And she's feel like she's, like, becoming broken, so she goes to Weird Barbie to find out that she needs to go to real world and find out who's the one that's depressed, and convince them to, like, find out what's wrong and fix that problem. And then they could get back to equilibrium. But Ken sneaks aboard Barbie's car when she goes to the real world, and he finds out about the patriarchy, and then craziness happens back in Barbie Land. And it's a really good examination of social commentary on the way that Kens were treated in that world up until that point was pretty horrible, because they're all basically homeless compared to all the Barbies. So it's like, yeah, we're doing a bit of misandry here to show you why misogyny is bad.
All right.
And so it's supposed to get men thinking, well, yeah, if you feel bad about the way that the Kens were treated in that movie, then now you know how it feels to be a woman 24/7.
Yeah.
Alright. Anyways, it's a really good movie, and the only gripes I can think about I'd levy against it were that I think they could have, like, they pushed a hard pro, I guess, third wave feminism, because they didn't really touch on the subject of trans women and trans men, and whether or not Barbies are played with boys and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there was at least one character that they sort of alluded to, but I think they could have done more with, and that's the CEO of Mattel, who is actually played by Will Ferrell. And Will Ferrell seems like he's that type of person, which is why he's the CEO, because he even says in the movie that he got in this business because he was interested in helping little girls with their dreams. So I'm guessing he's like a boy that played with Barbie dolls when he was a kid.
Mm. Well, there you go. Scottman says, I only know the Barbie from Toy Story. Yeah.
Also, Michael Cera's in this movie. He plays Alan. Anybody remembers the Alan Barbie doll?
I don't remember Alan Barbie. Whatever.
I remember him.
Maybe Bernie does. You remember Alan Barbie?
No.
No, I don't either. It's just always been Ken, I guess. Oh, sweetheart, you're
He's one of the really older ones. That's probably why.
Yeah. All right. Can you guys hear me?
Hello? No.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
Cool. So I'm giving Barbie a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. That good. You know what? I kind of want to watch it, man. I'll wait for streaming at this point, but, you know.
It's like not exactly the movie you'd see in the theaters, but I decided I'd just see it because I knew it was going to be on a Monday, and I didn't want to see like a 3-hour long movie because I knew that day was going to be hot. So it was nice to cool down afterwards. But like the only regret I have is seeing it in the theaters, maybe, because the screening I went to was actually kind of full.
All right.
But thankfully, I didn't get sick. So
yeah. All right, Eric, quick review of Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion. I didn't have too much of a problem with it, but like, it's the same kind of limping act that we've seen from MCU for a while now, and people are starting to get sick of it because like, they play it too safe. They followed the story of the comics almost to a T, and they had a real chance to like shake up the MCU a bit by making you question everything. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, you find out basically like the people that have been replaced are Skrulls, were replaced as Skrulls pretty much right at the start of the series itself, even though they allude to some characters maybe being kidnapped for a lot longer than that, but who knows how much longer. Probably not much longer, I'm guessing. Because Rhodey, if you saw the trailers, you get the impression Rhodey's a Skrull, and like, you wonder how long he's actually been replaced. And the only thing they mention at the end is that he's been there for a long time, but a long time could have been as much as like 3 months at most.
Well, where in the timeline is Secret Invasion? It's definitely after the Thanos snap, right?
I'm thinking it's taking place probably in line with the most recent MCU films, are probably around the same time Guardians 3 is happening.
Ah, okay.
And it's probably before the Marvel's movie that comes out in November.
Okay. So what are you giving Secret Invasion, Eric?
I'm going to give it a 6.
All right, slightly above average. It's getting killed. It's getting killed on Rotten Tomatoes, especially last episode. I haven't seen the last episode, so, you know, it is what it is. But all right, I'm quickly going to review a movie called Something Wrong with the Children. It's about two kids that are basically, I guess, possessed by a evil force that these two couples, you know, they go on a hike and they find this little, sort of like, looks like a sewer system or some type of underground, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we need to call Break back.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and put in the thing that Break can come back, Eric, if you wouldn't mind. So basically, it's almost a standard possession movie, sort of plays out. But there are a couple thrilling moments, but it definitely doesn't stick the landing. The acting was fine. The direction could have been a little bit better. It is lame, Skodum, I agree, but I use it as more of like a guide.
Rotten Tomatoes is well rotten.
Well, it's rotten, but it's a good gauge of, you know, I don't know.
It's a better gauge for what the audience is feeling rather than the critics, because right. People usually don't know what they're on about.
Right. Well, no, what I like to do is, for instance, horror movies, if it's 30% or above, then I know it's worth watching. If it's below that 30%, it's most likely not worth watching. You know, I mean, not everybody can be wrong, you know, so that's how I gauge it. And on the same thing with comedies, usually action movies, they're fairly spot on, like with their ratings, but, you know, I use it for just a gauge. It's not, you know, it's not something to always think that is right, but it's just a gauge, and I have my own metrics that I follow with it. So if you use it in that context, it's not too bad. So Something Wrong with the Children, like I said, there's a few scares to be had in it. It's not the greatest movie in the world, but it's definitely not the worst movie. I'm definitely going to say that it's I don't know, like, maybe average. I'll give it a 5.
So is this basically Village of the Damned with a smaller group of
people? It sort of has that vibe, Eric, sort of, but on a much smaller scale. I would give it a look, just out of shits and giggles. You might, you know, like, if you have nothing else better to do, you can watch it on Amazon Prime, I believe. But... Blake, are you back? Yes. All right. Let's go on to everybody's favorite segment here.
Ah, what is it?
Yeah. Stinko of the week.
Freak 5 is exiled again. So there you go.
Awesome.
And exactly, Blake, man, you said it. It was a movie. All right, Blake, man, you're Stinko of the week.
All right. I'm going to go back to one I've been complaining about for the last several months, and I'll give you kind of a quick run back, a little bit of a rundown. Earlier this year, the Ohio Republicans voted that having August elections would be way too costly. So they wrote a law that made it illegal to have August elections. And then knowledge came to them that Ohio citizens were trying to get on the books a law to get abortion passed. So the reaction of those Republicans was we're doing an August election now to make it to vote on making it harder to vote. They made it illegal this year, and they've already broken their law on that. But they're breaking their gerrymandering laws too. But whatever.
I actually saw a sign in the town saying "Vote yes for issue one." He's like, "Yeah, of course you did, because you're that kind of person."
Yeah, like, voting yes means that 60% of the population needs to vote anything to get anything approved in the Constitution, which means basically that a minority can derail the majority at any time, easily. We've seen it in Congress. Basically, nothing gets done because of the filibuster. And that's what they're trying to do here, to stop abortion from getting on. So they added the special election, and they've done so many things to make it even harder and harder for people to vote. So, like I told you guys about the mail-in ballot fuckery with that.
Yeah.
Well, the latest fuckery they're doing is in certain townships and communities, cities around the state, they're moving the polling places just for this election.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's tactical. I hate any laws that make it harder for people to vote is absolute horseshit.
They're doing absolutely everything they can to derail.
If you propose it, you should be immediately disbarred.
I agree. I totally agree with that. I think, or kicked out of Congress or whatever. If you want to make it harder for people to have a voice, you have no business being a politician at all, ever. I don't care if it comes from the Republican side, the Democrat side, independent, libertarian, whatever the fuck you consider yourself. If you even consider making it harder for people to vote, then you can just fuck right on off.
Making it a 60% threshold it takes away it invalidates your one vote, you know?
Yeah.
It makes us not, as each an individual vote makes our, it makes our each individual votes not as powerful as they once were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's that. I can't think of anything more un-American. I really can't.
In chat, Freak says my stinko is the fucking heat. It was over 100 when I got off work today, which is another one of my stinkos, the heat, the extreme heat that's bleaching the Florida coral reefs.
Yeah, I know.
Only the largest in coral reefs in this country, and it's going through an unprecedented bleaching, which could be devastating to the ocean ecology. Which would in turn be devastating to everyone's ecology. And somebody pointed out on Twitter, or X, whatever it's called now, which I'm temporarily unbanned from, that this is only after the scientists have projected about a 3C degree increase over the next several years. We're only about halfway there.
Yeah. It's almost over for mankind, Breakman, as we know it. I think we got, I don't know, at best 100 years.
It's past time to stop with the, like, not doing anything about it. There are problems, and these we've had these. Well, the oil industry especially is destroying the fire.
I mean, Breakman. I think
it's just as guilty too. I think just to do their big movies. They like we gotta have explosions in this movie and shit like that. And,
right.
Causing environmental damage. Like, come on, dude. Just we got computers now. You can fake it.
I agree with that too, Break. I think we're past the point of repair now, Break. I really do. I don't think like all indications, like all scientific analysis, points to we either have like 5 years or we're already way past the tipping point. So, I mean.
Seamus has blamed those MAGA Republicans Hillary did. This has been going on for years. Like this, I remember in the 80s they were warning us about like global warming.
This
has been going on forever. And it's been largely ignored.
There's
and
a belt.
People in power have done everything they can to say, no, that's a lie. It's not. It's up.
I know.
Like she can blame MAGA Republicans all she wants, but this has been a Democrats and Republicans.
No, Skodema says you guys think the Earth is doomed. I don't think the Earth is doomed, Skodema. I think humanity is doomed.
I don't think it's as doomed as bad as Frank's saying, but I still think it's pretty bad.
No. All I'm saying is it's past the tipping point. Like for humanity to survive on this planet, like we can see it. I mean it's just coming to fruition now. I saw a scientific study with the bell curve, right? And they were talking about the temperatures and you know all this technical shit. But the bell curve was actually really striking because it went you know like exponentially in the past 2 years. It was like off the charts. Like it's coming to an end for humanity. We got to decide. Like, do we look?
I think it's too far to reverse course, but I think we can still have a chance at keeping it from getting significantly worse.
I agree.
We need to do stuff like yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we can. We have the technology. A lot of like, wind turbines. I mean, we need to up production on that. We need to. I mean, it just goes without saying. Like the carbon emissions are incredible. Like it's unprecedented. The amount of carbon, based particles in the air is just beyond.
It's beyond reversible. I mean, yes, it is reversible, but not reversible in any significant person's lifetime.
No, it's gonna. I mean, it's gonna take.
It'll be like thousands of years before.
One of the things I was saying about that, complaining about the bleaching, is it's gonna affect the ecology. It's gonna affect the food source of a human population. It's now over 8 fucking billion people.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, man. It's
we're gonna have problems with food. That's why a lot of people are talking about. A lot of scientists have been talking about switching to bugs as a food source and shit like that.
I mean,
it sounds fucking gross to me, but it sounds like we're also going to have to do it.
Well, that and cloning food, I mean, we have a chance with that. I mean, that would help ozone emissions too, you know.
I could see our government giving like one company the rights to it or two companies, and then they charge us $1 billion for it.
And then poor people like us will be priced out of the market.
Absolutely.
Exactly what will happen. We're going to be fighting for scraps at the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll be eating the bug food while the rich people are eating the clone food.
You guys need to see a movie called Snowpiercer because this mirrors that type of. It's a class war, right? We're talking about class wars, guess who pollutes the most? China. They won't put any that's exactly right too, Skodema. You're not wrong there.
We're not far behind.
Said, the oil industry is like Saudi Arabia.
That just because we're second in something, Skodema, like because we are globally second in global actually, I think we're third. I think it's China, India, it's the United States.
Oh yeah, I forgot about India.
And the only reason that we're not up there at number one is because our country is like the human population like is sporadic, right? You have cities, then long portions of nothing, just land.
I think there's like a billion in Indians, and there's like 3 billion Chinese people.
Yeah. And we're what, 650?
350,000.
I think it's 650, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
No, it's about 350.
Is it 350? Okay. Where do I always think it? Why do I always think it's 650? Whatever.
I'm gonna verify this though.
Yeah. I am optimistic that things will get better politically. Yeah, keep on dreaming, Freak Five. All the kids who have survived school shootings will be turning 18. They will probably
be... Oh, wow, it's shrinking. It's 331.9 million.
Oh, wow. That's just double off. Okay.
It's shrinking. That's yeah, not...
Yeah.
Cool.
Last time I saw it was... Yeah, I said 650, but 350 is...
Okay, there are 1.4 billion Chinese people.
Yeah, 1.4. And then there's about a billion Indian people, I believe, like from India.
Yeah, it's about the same, around 1.4 too.
Just I mean, Freak Five, I think you're kidding yourself if you think the Democrats are any better than the Republicans, man. You really are. I mean, it's just pretty bad. I'll take a look at that.
He's saying, like, the kids, he's expecting more from the kids, and I don't think he's necessarily saying...
No, I know, but
if they'll actually vote.
If they're actually involved in either party, then it's not going to work, Freak Five, because there's you're never getting anything done. Like, there's always... I mean, everybody wants to be more centrist, you know? I think we tried the far-right thing. Why not try the far-left thing for a little bit? Let's see if that works a little bit better. You know,
the far left would be better than going like the central left, because Freak says not the Democrats will be the best, but better than the current Republican Party. I'm tired of that thinking though.
Going on
under Democratic leadership.
No.
Destruction to the environment caused by war.
This is why we can't get anywhere. All right, we always think, oh, the Democrats are at least a little bit better than the Republicans. We should expect better from ourselves. Neither of these parties is worth a fucking piece of the paper that's written on. Neither the Democrats or Republicans are any good for this country. And we need to get out of this. Well, the Democrats are a little bit better. And I'm sure there's, you know, all the MAGA people are thinking, well, the Republicans are at least are better than the Democrats. You know, it's like, no, let's get out of that thinking and let's just destroy the whole system as a whole. And let's start over. Multiple parties, different ways of thinking, different, you know, yeah, Skoneman has it exactly right. It's a one-party system disguised as two. Anytime that
it's
you're
a corporate
taking,
party.
Yeah, it's a corporate party. That's exactly an oligarch party.
And we're not invited.
And none of us are invited, right? It's they always play this thing where they want to be in the middle, right? Because they don't want to sway things too far right. They don't want to sway things too far left. No, we need to. The far right thing obviously isn't working. It didn't work. We tried it, right, with Trump. Let's go the exact opposite. Look at this. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Hope you're doing all right, man. Haven't seen you in a long time. We've got to try something radically different is what I'm saying. So let's move on, man.
I don't see us doing anything radically different unless there's like a societal collapse.
And it's heading that way, Brake, man. What else you got, Brake? Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I'm not done. You know I got some stinkos to complain about.
Right.
Let me see. I talked about the fuckery there. Before I get to the police, remember that Supreme Court ruling that took away gay rights, decided that Christians can discriminate based on religion? Because the woman who sued said she is unable to make a wedding website. Well, that's another lie. We found out, in fact, she had already made a wedding website
long before
the lawsuit.
What a
shock. So this whole thing was based on one lie. It's based on multiple lies. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Gay people lost rights over several lies. So,
yeah.
And then going back to the cops, let me see. Cops in Ohio, I forget what part of Ohio. There was a truck driver, a black man, who was pulled over by the police. They call him for resisting because he didn't want to pull over. He was calling 911 because he said, I'm a black man, the cops are trying to pull me over, and I'm afraid. And eventually, you know, 911 talked him into pulling over, and he got out of his car, and he put his hands up, and the police unleashed their dogs on him.
Yeah, and he was innocent, right?
Yeah, he didn't do it. He had his hands up. He was surrendering to him at the time. And they unleashed the canine on him.
Yeah, wow.
What can you say? I mean, the cops have no respect for human life, for dignity of human being, especially if you're black.
Yeah, well, we've known that for a while. Or poor. You got to insert poor.
Or also trans, because there was a trans man who got the crap beat out of him by a cop.
Saw that as well, yeah.
This one was, he was driving down the highway, and the man saw a cop pulling somebody over. He gave the cop the finger as he was going by. In which case, the cop started, got in his car and started following him all around. Until he pulled into some place, and the cop said, "I'm arresting you for, or I'm detaining you for having a something on your rearview mirror that was obstructing your view." A decoration. That was the excuse, even though we know it was because you were flicked off and you were pissed about it.
Yep.
Okay. You don't have to lie about it. You could just say that was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But then he escalated it to violence at one point. I mean, obviously, the guy was just getting out of his car. He started to walk away, and the cop grabbed him and started pulling on him.
Yep.
And threw him to the ground, and just, you know, another senseless beating by the cops.
Yep. No, I mean, that's a permanent Hall of Shame-o, you know? I mean,
I know how much you hate the cops, so I figure I'll give you a couple more stories, because they're doing something every day.
Yeah, of course, man. What else you got, Break?
I think that's enough, you guys.
Skotoma says, you see Mitch have a stroke. I did see that, Skotoma. My thoughts on that are, anybody...
Why didn't he die?
Yeah, I would have actually celebrated.
The first thing I thought of, the same thing I think of when I see Diana Feinstein, is term limits.
Yep, term limits, man. Term limits all the way. And then I'm going to skip that Slagar comment. Let's see. Freak 5 says, people fear, this is exactly why nothing will ever get done. Ever.
Oh, dude. I won't say anything, but Slagar.
Yeah, yeah. You know, type in chat to Slagar, you guys. Freak 5 says, people fear change. Voters won't vote third party. They are going to go with what they know, which is exactly why we're not going anywhere, period. You have to think outside the box. And I'm talking, like, massively. Like, we have to, like, who was it? Bernie was talking about, like, you know, like the Roe v. Wade being overturned and all that stuff. I said, nothing's going to change unless you do like what France did. When they announced that that the age of, you know, Social Security was going up from 60 to 65, those people went out in mass in the millions on the street. When is the last time?
Still did it.
When is the last time? Yeah, they did, but they're still ongoing bullshit and unrest over there. And that's
and look at what's happening in with Israel. Netanyahu's like, he's taking away laws while people are protesting in mass. He's still doing it. Like, I don't, protesting isn't stopping these people from doing whatever they want.
No, it's not. But I'm talking, like, those are the type of protests that actually gets their attention. These little bullshit protests that we do here do nothing. You know, it's those type of things. Like, if you're going out in the millions, united for a common cause, the only way anything ever gets done. Skotoma says McConnell had a stroke while talking at the podium. I saw it, Skotoma. It was very striking. Most people were like, well wishes and all this. I don't give a fuck. If you're a piece of shit that has harmed this country as much as Mitch McConnell has done, and trust me, Nancy Pelosi's up there too. I would have said the same thing if it was her or Chuck Schumer or any of those fucking dumbass chuds that are in Congress. I would have said the same exact thing. I am indifferent. I was like, man, and I'm like with Eric, why couldn't he have just fell dead right there? You know, because fuck any and all of them.
Also, kind of wish that DeSantis' car accident was a little bit more severe.
Yeah, DeSantis is another piece of shit chud. Everybody in fucking Congress is a piece of shit chud. Anybody, anywhere from Bernie Sanders all the way to the other extreme, Mitch McConnell, so or Trump, you know. It would have been epic if he fell dead, Skotoma said. I agree, Skotoma. Look, I get a lot of shit. Like, and Breakman is a little more empathetic than I am when it comes to people in general. He's just a good all-around person, but I've lived long enough
to
know.
Don't lie to him.
Well, I'm not lying, man. You are. You're a little more empathetic than I am. Like I have a lot of empathy. I go out when I can. I feed homeless people when I can. I give money if I have it in my pocket. Like, I, you know, you know, all that stuff. I have way more empathy for the average person, right? These fucking people in Congress, I could care fucking less. They've ruined countless lives, Democratic or Republican. The Democrats because they do nothing, and the Republicans because they actively hate their own voters. You know, so it's sad to see. You know, fuck them. Fuck them all. And like I said, if he would have fucking fell dead, I wouldn't have felt bad. If Nancy Pelosi fell dead, Dianne Feinstein, any of these fucking people that don't do anything for the average person,
I'm pretty sure Dianne Feinstein died a few years ago.
I'm pretty sure too. I'm pretty sure too, man.
She's a zombie now.
Fucking zombie.
Is he a zombie or a puppet? Because we saw how people were getting really close to her. I think there was like strings back there, and they're just moving the lips and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, there, Frank. Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers does not deserve that comparison. He's talking about Chud, that movie. I agree.
I like how it's called Chud.
Yeah. I like Chud. It's a underrated horror movie. But all right, what else you got, Blake?
It's your turn.
All right, Eric, your turn.
Yeah, I have the same stinko as you, but I'm just mentioning it now, but Sinead O'Connor is passing.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise known as Shuhada Sadaqwa.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is her Muslim name, because she converted to Islam some time ago.
Yeah, there's actually something I want to talk about. But what's your other one, Eric?
A game called Omori, which was an indie RPG launched on Game Pass a while back. It left Game Pass, but has since been delisted. So now you can't even buy it anymore.
Oh, wow. That sucks. Maybe it'll go
platform.
Maybe
it's
still
available on the PS4 and the Switch and the PC.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's good.
But it might get renewed, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I wanted to play it, too, and I kind of like put it in my Game Pass backlog because I was busy playing other games, and yeah. I haven't had the time for it, and now it's gone.
Scumma says,
"Delete it because it was just taking room on my hard drive."
Yeah, Scumma says, "I believe Feinstein had to be told to just vote yes instead of making some speech." Scumma, that's true. I saw that footage. She is an absolute fucking zombie at this point. She has dementia. She doesn't know half the time where she's at. Her staffers are running her vote, and I think that's unconstitutional. Actually, I think. Look, I believe in term limits. And I don't want to sound ageist, but I think that once you hit 70, I think it's time to hang everything up. Once you hit the retirement
age. Or at the very least, be evaluated for your health.
Yeah, at the very least. I think retirement age should be the, and maybe 5 years more should be what you're allowed to do in Congress. I think that's a big reason why we're in the predicament that we are. And I don't think anybody that trades stocks should be allowed to run either. If you want to do that shell game, then go to a different country. You know, it's
get out of politics.
Get out of politics. Yeah, don't go into politics. Go trading on your own because there's too much shenanigans and bullshit. It's definitely a class war. I mean, I can see it. The people will eventually win out, but it just depends on how much they want to take. Freakfly says, not really a stinko or sweeto, but my team lead is quitting. His last day is the 11th. He finally gave us all our reviews. He wanted to do it on the day when the other team lead was off because she wouldn't be unbiased for one of my co-workers. All right. What else? You got... Okay, so on the Sinead O'Connor passing thing, I'm not a big fan of Morrissey, but he actually pointed out some stuff. He's like, you can't, the lamestream media and the music media claim that you didn't have nothing to do with her death because her death was purely due to some mental health issues and, you know, you... The media fucking sucks is basically what his message was, so I totally agree with that.
He also listed a bunch of women who'd also been chewed up and spit out by an industry.
Yep. And that's what happened with Sinead O'Connor for the most part. Like, she was characterized as a crazy person instead of having empathy and focusing on the real issues at hand. You know, like I said, I've had my differences with Morrissey. He's an absolute garbage human being, but I completely agree with his assessment of Sinead O'Connor. If you guys want to see what he said, just go check it out. It's actually really, really eye-opening. Sounds like he has told his bosses that the other team lead wouldn't be a good fit to replace him, Freak 5 says. It does seem that way. My other stinko this week is my car is not coming till at least the middle of August, so... you know, really sucks. But it does give us an opportunity to save a little bit more money, I guess. Slagar said, unbiased is something that is rare. I totally agree, Slagar, but we have to start, like, all this bullshit two-party system nonsense, like, it's affected even the Supreme Court. We can't even have an unbiased Supreme Court because they have to be either Democrat or Republican. We can't have singular thinking, you know, no independent thinking at all. You either are a Democrat or a Republican, and that's it. You know, even if you're an independent, you have to run on one of those platforms, and it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts here. Come on.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Okay, I got two of them. The Reds have been a surprisingly competitive team.
Yeah.
Playing against some very good teams, playing well. With one huge exception, as far as I can tell, they've only had one win against the fucking Brewers. thank God they don't have to play the Brewers again.
I know. That's the Brewers are in their division, aren't they? And they're like,
yeah. The Brewers are the top of the division. Brewers made the Reds look bad. Like, they are the only team that has. The Reds finally got a win, the last win, but they're not scheduled to play them again the rest of the season, thank God, because just their pitching and their hitting is just, wow.
Mm.
The Brewers right now look like a legitimate World Series team.
Yeah, I never thought I would say that, man.
Yeah, no. But see, I've been watching the Brewers for a while because I'm in the Reds are in their division, and yeah. I know the Brewers do this sometimes. They'll be really, really, really good, like in the early to mid season, but then in late August, September, completely collapse. Oh, I've seen them do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good.
You know, I'm rooting for Reds, so I don't really care if the Milwaukee collapses or not. I just don't want the Reds to play them again.
Yeah, 7 Eastern, Slagar. 7 Eastern, we're on to start. Yep, go ahead, Break.
My other Sweeto goes to the Miss Italy pageant is going on, I guess, right now. And they have a rule in place that transgender women are not allowed to compete in it.
Mm-hmm.
So to show them how absurd that is, transgender men from Italy have decided to enter it. A lot of transgender men have decided to enter the contest, the Miss Italy pageant, just to show them how absurd it is to make somebody who's assigned woman at birth. You know,
I think it's ridiculous, man. Yeah. I mean,
they teach them a lesson. A bunch of trans men have signed up for the Miss Italy pageant, and
right.
According to the rules, there's not a goddamn thing they can do to stop them.
Right. Skodman says 5:35 West Coast. Oh, you mean like what time are we on? Well, no, we're on 7 Eastern to start, Slagar.
The show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 8:30 Eastern now, or 8:36 yeah. Eastern.
Slagar says, Green Bay area here, plenty of time for Brewers to fuck shit up. But that reminds me, I got to check my numbers on tonight's game.
Okay, yeah. See, he understands. Slagar gets it, yeah. I've seen the Brewers do that before. They'll play well for most of the season, and then it gets to late August and September where it really counts, and then completely collapse.
You know why they're not going to collapse this year, I believe, Break? The pitching. The pitching's been outstanding.
Their pitching is amazing.
It's been outstanding this year. It's so surprising. I mean, and this is coming from a guy who has to be saddled with the fucking Colorado Rockies, the second worst team in the whole league, man. They fucking blow, man.
And it was the worst team last year, so I can't.
We're perpetually the worst team, man. I don't even want to go there, man. We just had an amazing Denver Nugget basketball run, and that the final piece of the Thanos gauntlet of championships is the fucking Colorado Rockies. Never gonna happen in my lifetime, man. I'm resigned to it, but I don't care. I got what I wanted, the Nuggets championship. So you know. It is what it is. All right. Any other Sweetos?
No.
All right. You, Eric, anything?
No.
All right. Real quickly, mine, you know, the bad news was the car isn't coming this month like I had hoped. Mm-hmm. But I know that at the very least by the end of August I'm going to have it. So that and there seems to be no obstacles. I've done my research. The price seems to be fair, at least the MSRP, not the extra bullshit, which I'm going to try to get off of there. But You know, the credit scores are good. Like, there should be no reason to not get financing. We can handle the monthly payment, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, it seems like we're going to be able to get it. Also, I found out that the car we're getting is the premium version. So, things like a fixed glass roof, 19-inch wheels, really nice sound system with 8 speakers, JBL speakers, bigger display, you know, all these bells and whistles, heated steering wheel, heated front seats, heated mirrors, like all these things come standard in that vehicle. So I was really, really ecstatic to find that out. I just totally missed it, but, you know, we're good. So, Scotum is enjoying playing GTA 5 with mods. So, there you go. What are we talking about, Slagar? Slagar,
check my notes. He's talking about gambling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did you get? What you get? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. 194. I don't know what that means.
He's asking a freak about what his raise is.
Oh, okay. I'm hoping that my review is reflected on my raise. Hopefully, it's a dollar, at least. Of course, nobody ever gives a dollar. The car, Slagar says. It's going to be a 23 Toyota Prius Prime. So, 114 miles to the gallon. EE miles, which means combined with the electric motor. And normal, if you just use gas-only mode, it's like 48 miles to the gallon. So, plus, you can drive 40 miles gas-free, which is actually very helpful in the short term. You know, like if you're just going back and forth to the store or whatever, you know, like you don't have to waste any gas whatsoever. So it's very, very fuel efficient. And it's all redesigned, the outside, inside, the engine, it's completely redone. It's like, it's no longer going to have the go-kart feel. Like I remember in my last Prius, there really wasn't any oomph and power because it wasn't made for that, you know? So, you know, Slagar says, just bought a 2023 Nissan Kick, last week. That's awesome, Slagar. It's a great car, for sure. I would have bought something like a Nissan or a Honda or something, but I really wanted fuel efficiency. So we're excited. Bernie and I are excited. So far, averaging 20 miles to the gallon. That's not bad, man. Not bad at all.
I have to think about
getting Nissan Kick, brake, man. Nissan Kick. That's what he got. Nissan Kick. Yeah, Kicks.
Oh, I thought he was saying it kicks, as in kicked ass.
No. Nissan Kicks. So
it's like the name of a car.
Yeah. No, that's
my bad.
That's not bad for that.
People use like kicks as like a like kicks ass. Okay,
yeah,
my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. No nonsense. I think we're going to be able to get the car, and it's the premium version of the car. So there you go. 23 Toyota Prius Prime. So plug-in Prime is what they call it. All right, it's time for. It's a free-for-all. Little man. It's a free-for-all. I didn't check, Eric. Did you have a Sweeto? You didn't put anything
down. I just said no.
Okay.
Earlier.
Gotcha. All right. Free-for-all discussion this week. A couple of quick... Let's start with the Game Pass thing. Do we think the Game Pass... I mean, I know Eric mentioned earlier his Stinko Omori delisted from the Xbox. It was initially offered on Game Pass. Is it bad for indies? Is the Game Pass bad for indies? And I'll start with you.
I think it is.
Eric thinks it is.
Because people won't buy your game if they know they could just play it on a subscription service.
Yeah, but that's true for the AAA titles too. So
aren't they making money from Microsoft?
Yes.
Like I wonder how much.
Yeah, but it's like a one-time fee. I think they need continual sales to keep making money.
Well, then decline the Game Pass invitation then.
Are you sure it's a one-time thing? It's not like they don't get paid monthly for it?
No, it's a one-time thing.
And renewing subscriptions is something that typically only happens to bigger games, and that even then, that's only rare.
Yeah.
So I don't think games get recycled as often as maybe they should be on Game Pass.
Yeah. Slagar says, three things in Wisconsin every guy has to buy once. Snowblower? Check. Car? Check. Recliner chair? Not yet. You need one, man. Scottima says 2021.
I get to catch 22 because like indies put their game on Game Pass to get their name out there, but it's also a good way to not make extra cash.
Well, I think if you're initial, like starting out budding indie, I think it's a good thing because like of just what you said, name recognition. Oh, these guys were on Game Pass before, you know, let's check out what else they got.
Broke and Break You like it did Omori.
Right. So, I mean
the developer of Omori is not out of business, but no. The game's no longer on the platform because they can't afford to put it on there.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe. I mean, you know. Skodama says 2021 Honda Ridgeline, hard to find a topper for it. Yeah, there you go. So, I don't know. What do you think, Break? Game Pass good or bad for indies?
I don't think the Xbox version of Omori got a physical release. I'd like the PS4.
Hold on, Eric. Break.
I think right now a lot of companies are seeing Game Pass as bad, and I'm thinking the price is going to raise on Game Pass pretty soon. Because developers are going to demand more money, and I think they're probably rightfully deserving that more money.
Yeah, well, I agree, but where are you going to get that money? Like you said, it's going to be.
I mean, they'll be taking it from us, but I'm saying like that money. I'm thinking those developers are going to start getting paid more money, so I think it will be in the long run more beneficial for like the small names because, like you said, name recognition.
Yeah, I think
so name recognition, and then in the long run, getting paid better.
Yeah, I don't think. I think if you need startup cash, it would be a good idea to go on Game Pass. But I think if you're an established indie, like somebody like Supergiant Games or something of that, I don't see any benefit to being on Game Pass at all. Like, I don't think it makes any sense. Just drop your price of your game, have sales from now. I mean, I know that's how certain developers...
Yeah, but I think the problem with sales is, like, I think they're controlled by the platform holder.
I don't think so. I think you can put in your request. You're right, they do control it.
You can put in requests, but yeah, it's mostly just controlled by the platform.
Yeah, it's controlled by the platform, but they can't just arbitrarily...
And I think the most of the times that happens is like they don't want to bother with the time spent making negotiations when they could be promoting whatever is currently out now.
Well, I agree. But see, then you got people like Slagar. He says, I won't see it unless it's on Game Pass. So there's that too. Like, it's catch-22. But I think it works out in favor for the bigger titles. Obviously, the bigger titles are given way more money. You know, that's not even close. But, I mean, honestly, I think the better model is just to request sales. And do sales all the time, like even if they, because they can't just automatically put your game on sale. Like they can't, Microsoft isn't going to say, oh, well, you have to put your game on sale. They don't, that's not how it's done. I think you have to put in a request and then they consider it and then they, you know, they either say yay or nay. I mean, you're not going to put out a game for $60, let's say, and then all of a sudden the next day you drop it to a dollar. Makes zero sense, you know. So it has to be approved, and I understand why. You know, you have to have some order and rhyme and reason why your game should be a little bit cheaper. How long has it been out? You know, what's the reception to it? Are your sales lagging? I mean, there has to be rhyme and reason. You know, it just can't be just you know, it, what it is. All right, real quickly, guys. Aliens, right? There was a guy that went in front of Congress and said that there were aliens that were murdered. So he basically confirmed that there were pilots to a UFO that were killed by our government. So first of all, do you guys buy what this guy is shoveling, or are you a little more skeptical about the aliens?
Not even partially.
You're not skeptical?
No, I'm not even personally believing him.
Oh yeah, I'm with you too, man. What say you, Eric?
Well, what was the question again?
Oh my goodness.
I was trying to answer.
Are aliens real or are they here? No.
Okay, my question is, do we believe the guy that testified in front of Congress about aliens, Eric?
No.
Yeah, I think there's,
he's a total crank.
Yeah, I think he's a crank too. Freak Five says obviously without using the ACI for that. What are you talking about? I just realized a game I would love to see remade, Mines of Moria. Obviously,
I was
without
just telling Freak, like, there's a game called Troll Fortress, which is basically that. Huh. But now it's got, like, if you want to, you can use visualization mods to, like, make the game more modern looking.
Yeah, Freak says, I forgot another stinko. Some punk ass kid egged my house. Ugh, what an ass.
Do you know the kid and have you beat up his dad?
I know. I think Slagar said so. I won't see it unless it's on Game Pass. At least a description, even. Yeah, I mean that's a good point, Slagar. I mean, you know, I probably bought 80 to 90% of the games I played on Game Pass. Well, that's good. That's a good way of supporting the game, Slagar. Like, you know, you play them and then you buy them. You know, that's kind of the point. You know, that's what they're hoping. Anyways,
and it's nice to play games like Redfall on it. That way you know not to spend your money on
them. Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't want to spend my money on that game. You know, ultimate choice, you know. So we're all in agreement. The guy's full of shit. Now, do you think aliens exist, period? Break.
Well, I think we'd be considered aliens to some other species across the galaxy. We've seen proof that places like Mars, planets like Mars had water at some point in its existence. So to think that there aren't other planets out there with as many stars as we have in a galaxy, that there aren't other planets out there that don't sustain water, which is the building block of life.
I'm not opposed to the idea that humans, whatever life form we came from that evolved into humans, probably started out as a microscopic organism and was probably carried from an asteroid.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility that exists.
Slagar says aliens.
So we're the aliens.
Slagar says aliens, yes. Here, no. I think I would agree with that. You were saying, Break.
What? I was saying something?
Yeah, oh, you were.
That's interesting. If you just look up at the sky and you see all those stars up there, and then you see some nights you see the shooting stars. You know, there's so many countless worlds out there that it seems just impossible that there's not life out there. Whether life out there is more advanced than us, that's sure debatable. Some,
but, yeah, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure too. But I don't think they have
whether they can travel through space and stuff like that. Whether they can get through dark space, for instance, like there's a lot of dark space out there.
I've seen no evidence of it, Break.
I've seen no evidence of that.
Yeah. Freak says, I think there are aliens out there, but the universe is so large, we'll never meet them. I agree. Skidma says, starting from a pile of goop, and you guys think the existence of God is crazy. you totally miss what evolution is, Skidma. Like, you know, and then I love the argument, you can't start something from nothing, right? When that's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, it can happen. You know, they have.
Yeah, it's called RNA.
They've created stuff from nothing. Absolute is a Sith way of thinking. Yeah, there's no. I mean, I'm not excluding the existence of a god, but do I think it's the god of the Christian Bible? Absolutely not, or any other religion that we've come up with on this planet. You know, Islam, Catholicism. I mean, you name it. It's far fetched to me. I haven't seen proof of it at all. All right. I think that's all we got time for, man. And I think it's time to get up.
Actually,
what? What is that? A whistle?
Somebody last week asked me to do something special, and I obliged him, and I thought it'd be fun. And we got a little bit of time. I figured we can do this. Last week we were talking about FMK.
Yes.
Remember we mentioned that?
Yeah.
Freak asked me to do some more FMKs.
Okay.
He thought it'd be fun if we did some. So I made a list of a variety of three different people that we're going to fuck, marry, or kill.
Okay, first let me get to this comment, Piscotoma. Okay. There's scientific proof of God. They can't prove the pile of goop theory. Scientific proof?
I don't even know what this pile of goop theory is that you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either. Are you talking like the Big Bang Theory, which is just a theory? I mean, you know, but there's oodles and oodles and oodles of scientific proof of the Big Bang Theory. I mean, is that what you're talking about? All right, Breakman. How dare you, Breakman? Son of a bitch.
Or was it like gold pieces or rubies, whatever it was back in the day?
How dare you?
Okay, anyway. So let's go ahead and start here with the three people to marry, fuck, or kill.
Yes.
I'm going to start out with it. And these are trios. I was looking at like music groups too, and then I had a problem with a lot of the trios have like one dead member. Says, well, oh, Nirvana. Don't kill Cobain. Whoops. stuff like that. So there's not a lot of music groups. Instead, I've got things like the women from Friends.
Okay.
Lisa Kudrow, Jennifer Aniston, and Courtney Cox. Frank. Mm. FMK.
It's pretty easy. I'd kill Courtney Cox because she looks like a fucking scarecrow now. Birdie's laughing. Fuck the shit out of Lisa Kudrow. And I would marry Jennifer Aniston just to have that privilege a lot more times. Because she's definitely the prettiest of the bunches. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with you, Frank. I'm with you on that. Like, Courtney Cox destroyed herself.
She used to look really good, Courtney Cox. Yeah. I would have.
She's even admitted, like, she doesn't like how she looks now because of the plastic surgery she's had.
Yeah. She should really revisit a different plastic surgeon and see if.
Well, she's had a lot of stuff undone.
I know.
So she's better, but, you know, it's you already did the damage.
Yeah.
What about you, Eric?
The same.
Same? Yeah. Okay. Well, that was easy. next, I have Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, this is really good. What? This is really, really good.
I don't even remember which each of those look like.
I don't remember which either. I just thought it would be hilarious. Snap, Crackle, Pop.
I think Snap has the glasses, maybe?
Okay, I'm gonna start this now. I'm going to fuck, trap, crackle, marry Pop, and kill Snap.
Yeah. All right, I mean, I don't know any of them, but I think I'm going to
Snap just cause based on name alone, because he sounds like he would snap.
Yeah, yeah, that's good rationale, Eric. What else?
Next, we have, so you guys are, I guess...
I think I'm in agreement.
We're still on Snap, basically. We all feel Snap. We're Snap. Yeah. Next, I thought this would be fun, the Charlie's Angels.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking there are a bunch of Charlie's Angels.
Wait a minute. Correct.
So I did the original Charlie's Angels, and then I did the remake movie, the original remake movie.
Okay, you're going to have to remind me of who's who.
Okay, so the original Charlie's Angels, we have Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson.
Ooh, goddamn, so hot, all of them, man. Like, how can you pick?
I can't remember which is which between Jacqueline and Kate, actually, now that I think about it. Damn. Frank, you can go first.
Jackson, I'm killing, just because I remember she was the least hot of the bunch. Jacqueline Smith, I am marrying, and I'm fucking the shit out of Farrah Fawcett, man. I think that's the way it would go for me.
I think I would fuck Farrah Fawcett,
Marry
Kate Jackson, and kill Jacqueline Smith.
Really? Wow. Okay. Little variant there. Eric, any...
I don't have a reference for any of this.
All right. Well, we'll do the new one then.
Okay. Well, then do you have a reference for Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu?
Jesus.
I'd marry Drew, fuck Lucy, and that leaves Cameron Diaz as the kill, I guess.
Wow, you were so wrong. I would marry Cameron Diaz, fuck Drew Barrymore? And kill Lucy Liu? I mean, I could flop on that one, but killing Cameron Diaz is just a crime. You're so wrong.
I agree with Eric 100%. I would totally kill Cameron Diaz. I think she's the least best looking out of all of them, and I think she's an asshole in real life. So I think, I would agree with Eric on this one. Fuck, I would marry Drew Barrymore because she's hot as hell even now, and I would fuck Lucy Liu because pretty hot, and I would definitely kill off Cameron Diaz. Not even close. Slagar agrees with my early Charlie's Angels take. So
fine. And I thought it'd be fun to mix things up a bit. Three's Company.
Classic. Come on, knock on my door.
Yeah. He's singing the theme song. Oh my God, help us. Joyce DeWitt is Janet, and Suzanne Summers is Chrissy. I will start this one out.
Yeah.
I would fuck Chrissy. I would marry John Ritter because I think he'd be a great house husband. Do all my dishes.
John Ritter. I'd
kill Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
I mean, I think John Ritter would be the most responsible. He'd be a good husband.
I'm going to have to kill John Ritter, actually, and then I'm going to have to go with marrying Suzanne Summers and fucking... DeWitt. Yeah, that's how it's gonna go. Yep.
Mm. I'd
fuck Drew Barrymore. I'm thinking she's probably a freaking bed. Anyway, back to this one. That leaves you, Eric. What do you want?
I'd marry Ritter just because he's a nice guy.
Drew Barrymore is crazy.
I don't care. Fuck Susan Summers.
Yeah, why not?
And
she was hot back in the day.
The last choice is the kill.
Yeah. Sorry, Joyce.
Yeah, Joyce
next,
DeWitt.
We have, and I was definitely thinking of trilogies here, The Three Stooges. I'll start this one out.
What in the fuck, Brick, man? Why are you putting me in this position, man? Come on.
Oh, I'm definitely not done. It gets worse, Frank. Gets
oh,
worse.
Dear Lord.
I would marry Larry, fuck Curly, and kill Moe because Moe's the smartest of the bunch, even though they're all stupid.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one with delusions of grandeur, so I'd have to get rid of him. What you
think? I'm passing on this one, Frank. I'm totally passing, man. And I think you understand why, man. I'm passing, man.
Eric. I'm passing because, like, I wouldn't go anywhere near those guys.
Yeah, the only because they're all dead, so it wasn't that it wouldn't be that just one of them was dead. So
right.
It was
cool. Right.
Next, we had the Three Amigos. Steve Martin.
What the fuck?
Martin Short.
Okay, I'll play along on this one. All right, just for shits and giggles, I'll play along. I think I would I'd kill Martin Short right away, man. He's gone.
Okay.
Who are the other two? It's Steve Martin and Chevy Chase. Okay, I think I would fuck Chevy Chase because then I could just be done with him, and then marry Steve Martin because he's funny as fuck. You know, so.
I think I'd kill Martin Short because I think he's the least funny of the two.
Right. Of the three.
Try and marry Steve Martin because I think he's the funniest of the three, and then fuck Chevy Chase because fuck Chevy Chase. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna agree with Break. So you don't need my answers.
Okay. Skodomo, let's see. Slagar says, Shemp, reach around. Skodomo says, actually, all those famous people are insane. I tend to agree with that, man. Freak says, Curly probably makes some weird noises in bed. Slagar says, ole, bang, bang, band. Slagar says, I'd kill Martin Short right fucking now.
The worst thing that Short has ever done was do that show called Click.
Yeah. Okay. Time for one more if you got it, Break.
Okay. I have to pick between these. Shit. I have a few. I'll let you guys pick. Okay. I have the Jonas Brothers, Fiona Shrek and Donkey, the Sanderson Sisters, and Sonic Tails and Knuckles. Which one do you want?
At least the Shrek one has an option that I'd be okay with, I guess.
Really?
I guess.
It was the Sanderson Sisters.
Okay. Oh, Sanderson. Who are the Sanderson Sisters? Hold on.
Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wait, what? Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and Kathy Najimy.
Bette Midler?
Yes.
All right, let's do that one. Let's do that one.
The Sanderson Sisters, Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker. Frank, you can start.
Hold on. Wait.
Okay.
Hold on.
I know who they are. Just
I'm giving you images.
Okay. I mean, what are we going to do based on looks here? Okay, I'm definitely...
No, we're doing it as the Sanderson Sisters, not the actresses, the characters.
Oh, the Sanderson... Okay, so... The Bette Midler character, I have no idea what Sanderson's sister she is definitely going to get killed. See ya. Out the fucking door.
Yeah.
I would fuck Najimy, I guess. And then, who hasn't banged Donkey? And then the blonde I would marry, I guess, because she's the better looking of the three, I think. I don't know. I guess. What would you do, Break?
Okay, let me see. I would kill Kathy Najimy. I would fuck Sarah Jessica Parker, and I'd try and marry Bette Midler's character because at least she's got some interesting stories to talk about and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, she could keep me amused talking about hell and, you know, Jesus. Like the time she did something with Satan in the backseat of the sedan or whatever, you know.
Okay. Eric?
There were fingers and pointers and hot fire and lots of cum.
Eric?
Yeah, probably the same as Break.
Okay. Scuba says, you guys hear how Michael Jackson had a store closed to the public, had friends and staff act as shoppers so he could pretend to be normal. He said it was like going to Disneyland. I could see that. I could see that's where a lot of his mental health issues started, Scotoma, for sure. Not being able to just go out to a store and purchase something. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. What do you guys think about that?
A store closed to the public.
Yeah, so he could just go in and shop like he was a normal person.
What?
He had a store.
No, I know what you said, and I read it. And
basically,
I'm still,
play shopping.
What?
Yeah.
But that's not something a sane person does.
Yeah.
No, but that's where his mental health problems probably started. Break, like he couldn't.
Health problems started when he was a child, and it.
Yeah.
His father forced them into.
Yeah.
Well, servitude essentially. So it forced the whole family to perform music across the country, and they didn't celebrate birthdays or holidays or anything like that. They celebrated Jehovah.
Yeah.
Sir Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yep. Let's see.
Get a better donkey.
I saw a story recently, but I think it was an old story. A bunch of kids aged 7 to 15 got rabies after they gang raped a donkey.
What? Oh. Who was the kid who started that? Who came up with the idea? Hey guys, I got an idea. No, listen to me. No, that's not that gross. Come on.
God. Shut up, Break. I can't take anymore. That's it, man. Let's do our plugs and get the fuck out of here, man. we need to eat, man. Like, let's get out of here. Break, plug away, please. Donkey fuckers. I actually think you're getting a little bit better. Am I weird for thinking that, Eric? Like, he's getting better. It's scary. Holy shit.
It's like how I got better at Souls games just by sheer repetition. Playing
them. Exactly. All right, Break. Plugs.
You can follow me on RP Grinders because I'm not suspended for the moment on X, which is, I don't know why he's decided to brand everything with X. Like, he's... I don't know, like, it's like the evil version of the X-Men or something.
The logo looks like a 70s, like, rated X movie X.
It looks like a porno logo.
Yeah, it does. It's like Magic Mike shit.
I'm looking of the gay variety of porno.
He got banned in Indonesia because of that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Freak says they probably saw the South Park movie. Remember the line that, like, copied donkey raping shit eater? Yeah. Better than a chicken fucker, Scotoma says. Better than a chicken fucker? Probably. At least there's more to work with on a donkey, I guess.
That just reminds me of the guys I heard about who went to... two guys went to have sex with a horse. And the one guy, his colon was eviscerated.
Yep, by an ejaculate.
The horse, they were having the horse fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
It actually killed him.
Yeah, because he ejaculated inside and bursted all of his fucking insides. What a dumbass! But okay,
it's just people are fucking stupid.
I agree.
How did they come up with the idea of even doing that?
Yep. All right, plugs, Break. Let's
go. At RP Grinders on Twitter, where I'm not usually talking about fucking donkeys or something
like that. Or any animal of any kind, because it's not
animals. Period.
Not recommended at all, ever. All right. Alright, Eric.
You can find my written reviews on FosterFreshRadio.com and my audio reviews on the feed. And there's a link to my Patreon if you want to support me if you like either of those things. It's in my Twitter profile. Yes, I'm calling it Twitter. Fuck it. Calling it X.
Yeah.
Just fuck Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And I might be getting... Hopefully I get a Blue Sky invitation at some point. And I'm probably going to move... I'm probably going to have another location on Discord and probably even co-host Mastodon.
Yeah, I think I'm going ahead in that direction too. Blue Sky is Blue Sky I think is what it's called. So,
and then the link to my Patreon's there. So if you throw even as little as $1 per month, or even just a one time deal for whatever you feel like,
yeah,
that's fine too.
All right,
that would help me out.
Awesome.
And I even though I said I get the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom review up, I didn't.
Yeah, you will, man. We're not gonna, we're not gonna cry.
Either I'm tired or I'm wrapped up in, like, Final Fantasy or something else.
Yeah. Well, you have to have fun sometimes, too, Eric. Skoma says, I think anyone who has sex with an animal doesn't care about it dying. I would agree with that.
But Skoma. In the case of the horse, it was the guy who died, not
the guy was actually getting fucked by the horse, and he ended up... The guy died because he ejaculated, and it... When a horse ejaculates, it's a lot different than when a normal human being ejaculates.
That's so horrifying to think that actually happened. I can't believe somebody... How did those people come up with the idea? I don't understand.
Yeah. Calling them on Fridays when you want them to, Slagers. I don't want that to.
There's perfectly good porn on the internet, for fuck's sake. You can go to the strip club or rent the services of a hooker. I don't understand how you get to that low of a level that you want to fuck an animal.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, man. Okay, so. You can follow me on Twitter.
There's so many other options, even if you're desperate. Like, there's so many other options. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, even desperation. Why? I've never been desperate enough to the point where I'm looked at the dog like, hey, baby. I'm here. I got some peanut butter for you to lick off.
I got a beer. All right. That's all we have. You can follow me on Twitter, Frank Branches. You can follow me on... any of the systems, RP Grinders. Make sure you join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern Time. We'll give you a shout-out. Don't be afraid to talk and chat. We've got great chatters. You can also find us on YouTube. And thanks to all the archived people that listen to us, and especially all the people in chat right now. We had, of course, Freak5 Chaos, Gotama, and returning this week, Slagar. Nice to see you. And MXT showed up today too at the beginning of the show. O1ella, 7B Valette, Alicidra, Arc Tico, A10, Commander Root, Drapsnat, Kata, Spofa, and Zaki. Zaki to the Kingdom. No, I'm just kidding. Alright, Skodama says people go to higher extremes when they stop getting the same high. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, it's like serial killers. They can't get enough with the animals that they kill. They have to move on to human beings, the ultimate prize. But, all right, what else? That's about it. All right, you guys have anything else?
Like, I don't understand even, because I know people like they're desperate for sex and stuff like that. I don't understand how they mentally jump from, well... there's no woman fuck. I guess I'll go fuck the horse out back. Yeah. Hey, how does that even happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Hey, if Slagar's still in chat, man, we'll stick around a couple minutes after the show and type with you in there. I'm not going to get your business out in the open. We'll stick around for a couple minutes. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.
I'm going to go to the guys now. I got it. I'm going to go to the guys now.